What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
You know what? I thought I sprayed for McMullins, but apparently Jillian getting sick the week after she comes back means their infestation just all anew.
It's me, it's cockroaches, and it's Cher's face.
How have you been feeling? I know you had a really great show at your stand-up for the album recording. And
I did.
So how are you doing? Because I know earlier today you told me you were a smidge hungover.
Yeah. Karaoke got kind of nuts last night. Anyone who has ever hosted karaoke at the same place for a long period of time always has like their all-star team. And my whole all-star team was there last night. We were getting into like Journey sing-offs and everyone has to do a Rolling Stones song this time around. It was pretty cool. But for some reason that led to a lot of drinking. Like my friend Joe just kept giving me shots and I wound up singing You Can't Always Get What You Want, which I ordinarily would never do.
I peg you as more of a Paint It Black or Brown Sugar man.
Brown Sugar, I won't sing for psychological reasons, and Paint It Black was already taken.
Oh, damn it. Okay. At least you're not a Gimme Shelter or Satisfaction guy, because I hate those songs.
Oh, those songs were great. Those were both sang as well by chicks, and I don't mind saying it was pretty hot.
So what else happened? Why else are you feeling a little under?
I've been kind of just hungover all day. I didn't really have anything to eat until just about an hour ago. And I started to feel better, and I was watching Gremlins. And it made me realize that me, age 34, stoned, is the same as me, sober, age 5. Like, psychologically.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's very good. It reminded me of something that I hadn't thought about for years. Gremlins is one of the first movies I ever saw, because you and I are around the same age. You probably remember Gremlins in the theater.
I was 9 when Gremlins came out.
Right. I believe I was 6 when Gremlins was out. And I remember seeing it in the theater. It was very vivid. Like, that movie should not have been targeted at kids. Like, you know what I mean?
The blender, the microwave.
Yeah, it was, like, really violent. And apart from the violence, though, okay, there's that one part where they're, like, right, they just blew up the movie theater, and they're running, and they're trying to find a way to catch that one last gremlin that got away.
Stripe.
And, yes, Stripe. And just from out of nowhere, Phoebe Cates tells that fucking story about how her dad died. Like, it comes from out of nowhere. And I was watching that tonight, and she just talks about how her dad on Christmas Eve was going to come through the chimney and surprise everyone. Hearing that as an adult now sounds fucking insane. It sounds like her dad was like a problem drinker. Like, that's the kind of thing you do when you're drunk, and he, like, dies in the chimney, and they didn't find him for 5 days. The last line of that whole fucking soliloquy is, "That's how I found out there's no Santa Claus." And given that that movie was targeted at kids, that line probably should not have been in there. But at the time when I saw it, I didn't even remember that line, because me, stoned, age 34, exactly the same as sober, age 5, I just got lost in that fucking story. I didn't even hear the end. I just had to psychologically find my way back to the movie, because it was just such a weird thing to drop right in the middle of that sequence. It was so weird.
But it did set up a really great in-joke in the second film.
That's the thing, because when Gremlins 2 came out, that was, what was that, 89?
89 or 90.
I think I was probably 10 years old.
No, it had to have been after 89, because they made a Batman joke. A Batman the movie joke.
Yes,
and that came out in 89, so it had to have been 90 then.
But when I saw Gremlins 2... it was on like HBO or something. I was watching it at home. My sister was there. When she starts talking about that President's Day thing where she starts a story that ultimately leads to her getting molested by someone dressed as Abe Lincoln, I was laughing my ass off.
And you were supposed to, because even Zach Galligan is like, "We don't have time for this, honey."
That was hilarious. Like, that's because I love Gremlins 2. I think it's a hilarious movie.
Gremlins 2, and yes, I might be shitting on some people here, I think it's superior to the first film. I think it's the best film of the two, honestly.
Yeah, it's way better in so many ways. But when that part was on, I was laughing my ass off, and my sister was looking at me like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Like, she just got molested by someone dressed as Abe Lincoln when she was a kid. And I had to explain the whole thing about the original, and she didn't even remember that either, because just that scene really affected me in a way tonight that I hadn't really understood since I first saw Gremlins. It was really weird. So how are you? I realized that you just asked me how I was feeling and it turned into that shit, but how are you?
That turned into a 4-minute diatribe, but fine. So I'm doing fine, I guess, especially because you know how every now and then on this show we do dumbest thing, but we also do most awesome thing?
Oh, yeah.
We've got both tonight, an awesome thing and a dumb thing. Let's get to the awesome thing first. Have you been keeping up with Toronto Mayor Rob Ford?
I can't help but keep up with Rob Ford. He's the best thing that's ever happened in politics.
And our friend Dustin Kidd, who apparently is the only Canadian we know, he's getting sick of it. He's like, I wish American politics would find something else to get obsessed with.
Yes, Dustin Kidd is the only Canadian I know apart from my fake girlfriend.
Oh, you mean Anthony Michael Hall's girlfriend from Weird Science?
Yeah, she was a slut.
Rob Ford, he's a train wreck of a mayor, but he is so awesome. Especially, not even the clip that we're going to play. Did you see what he said on Friday?
Yes.
There's more coming.
Like, let's recap, like, because I didn't even know who Rob Ford was until about 2 weeks ago. So far, he's been accused of smoking crack. He denied it. Video was found of him smoking crack with a bunch of other dudes smoking crack.
He was drunk while smoking the crack, too. Don't forget that.
Of course. And then another video leaked where he is just really violently and aggressively talking about some beef that he has with some guy and how he's going to kill him.
He was clearly amped up on something.
Yes, that is not sobriety.
And then after that, it came out that he has been consorting with known prostitutes, which he claims they're just friends, and what they do in their day jobs doesn't matter to him.
Because he's that open-minded.
To me, one of the best parts was, in session, they asked him, have you smoked crack? He took a full 8 seconds of just standing there contemplating his answer before he went, yes. So 8 seconds to decide, have I smoked crack? Do I tell the truth? Do I lie? I'm on video. Do I lie? Charlie, I mean, have you smoked crack?
No.
And I would totally believe you after that.
That's a long time.
8 seconds doesn't sound like a lot, but listen to how long that pause was, people.
Isn't that like a record for bull riders or something?
Rob Ford, besides the whole, there's more coming, you know, apparently I'm totally nuts. He said, okay, here's the thing. Before I play the clip, I want the audience to know, us in America, we're not used to this kind of honesty from our politicians, are we?
Yeah, it's a little jarring. It's a bit much to take.
To set the clip up, he is accused of asking one of the ladies that works in his office if he could eat her pussy. And this was his response.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Was there anything that was true?
Would you ever see an American politician say that?
We come from a country where Bill Clinton argues what the definition of is. I could not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Rob Ford's, I don't need to eat my secretary's pussy. I got plenty of pussy at home to eat.
And what killed me about that clip, because it was from, I think, a Canadian news channel, the way he said it, and then he
so
just like.
So earnest!
He walked away, like, nailed it, and when he's walking back into his office, you see that he's not wearing a suit to a press conference. He's wearing a hockey jersey that says Mayor Ford on the back.
We need Mayor Ford here in America, dude!
He would change the game.
I don't have a sounder for awesomest thing, but that's this week's most awesome thing!
That's gonna be the most awesome thing for weeks to come, I think.
This tells you something right here between the difference between America and Canada, Charlie. MSNBC, CBS News, ABC News, everyone played that clip, and they beeped out pussy.
Yep.
The Canadian news? Nah, we're not beeping it out.
You know what it is.
That tells you right there the difference between their news and our news, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I wish we could get Canadian news channels here.
So now we're going to go from most awesome thing to dumbest thing. And I think this is going to be a leader for dumbest thing for a while, because this is not just dumb, this is wow.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, you've seen those videos, and I'm not trying to make light of these, of American soldiers and journalists being beheaded by Al-Qaeda, and they use that as rallying cries against America, right?
Yes.
I'm not making fun of that. I'm not making fun of the horror of that. Especially, have you ever seen one of these?
Let's see. Apart from the story that you sent me today, I've not seen one of those like the way that it was in that article.
Because it's not like in a movie. It's not like in a Highlander movie where one swipe and you're done. It's,
no, it takes a few minutes.
It's a whole bunch of swipes while the guy is screaming in terror and pain, and the jihadists are popping boners.
That's probably my new worst way to die.
Yeah, this is not movie beheading. This is nasty shit.
It's not a guillotine. It does not happen in a second. It takes a few minutes.
Exactly.
Good luck dreaming about anything else tonight.
So that's why I want to preface what I'm saying here with, I am not making light of this situation or anyone that has had this happen to, except for the guy we're going to talk about tonight.
Right.
Him I will make light of. A radical anti-government group that's allied with Al-Qaeda in Syria accidentally beheaded their own guy.
Yeah.
Now, do you see why I have to preface, I'm not making fun of this, while at the same time, we're laughing at it? Because, wow, huh?
I don't want it to be as funny as I know that it is. It's just, you imagine things like that happening in like a really shitty, like Friedberg Seltzer kind of movie, but it does happen in real life. I could not believe this. I had to read this thing twice. Just how do you get so caught up?
Honestly, I thought it was satire at first until I started seeing it reported by CNN and stuff, and I'm going, all right, even if CNN's reporting it could still be satire, but I'm going to give it a run.
And I just could not. Like, this is not friendly fire. This is not shooting, like, a machine gun in a panoramic sort of probe droid fashion. This did not happen instantly. He saw this guy, spent a solid 3 minutes cutting his head off, and did not know that he was beheading one of his own guys.
Okay, and I want to see I don't think this term applies, but it's the only term that's entering my head right now. The comedy of errors that resulted in this. Because first of all, you got to capture the guy. Does he not bring up, hey guys, I'm on your side, Allah Awakba? And then they hold him for like 3 days, then they tie him down, and his mouth is clearly unrestrained because he's screaming. At what point, it wasn't until afterwards that they went, was that Phil? Oh, shit.
I know. He was really, just really trying to sell. Imagine the whole process. Your mouth is not covered. What kind of shit would you say, and how many times would you say it and have it not be effective enough to stop them from taking 3 minutes to cut your head off?
If that wasn't sickeningly funny enough, what happened afterwards makes this even more seem like an Onion sketch. Afterwards, they called for all of their Muslim brothers in Al-Qaeda to forgive them for their mistake, and that the brother that they just beheaded is now in paradise with Muhammad and Allah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
this is like something out of a Censor Freeberg movie, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess it's true that I guess they even all look alike to each other.
So, I'm not trying to make light of it, but there's no way we couldn't for that, right?
It was just insane.
Now, to shift gears completely away from that, Charlie, you are a smoker. Right before the show, you Skype me, hey, I'll be back in 5 minutes, I'm going to go have a smoke. You're an avid smoker, right?
Yes. And I would like to point out that I was done in 3 minutes.
Okay, that's not relevant, but okay.
Now, I'm giving myself credence is what that is.
What do you think about the new law? Right now, it's only in New York City, but they want this nationwide. But the new law that has raised the legal smoking age from 18 to 21. What are your thoughts on that before we get into the meat of it in general?
This is actually the first healthcare initiative that I've agreed with very much. I think the smoking age should be 21 because that'll give teenagers another 3 years of not being completely hopeless smokers. That's another 3 years where they would be able to quit, because it's difficult to explain this to a non-smoker, but you do get to a point where you know that you just can't quit even if you wanted to, and you don't want to. That's the thing. Like at a certain point in the life of every smoker, he just accepts that I'm gonna smoke like until I die from it.
And unless you go to Quitter's Inc. from Cat's Eye.
Yeah, you could do that, but yes, that's not a good testimonial for me to use that method.
It worked. He stopped smoking.
It did work.
A little extreme, but it worked.
Yeah, it got results. I guess you can't argue with that.
What's making this so controversial, though, and this is where I think you're going to be surprised to find that I think this is wrong. I think if you're 18, you're an adult. You know I don't drink. You know I don't smoke. I think 18-year-olds should be able to buy beer. I think 18-year-olds should be able to smoke if they want to. If they can go to a war zone, if they can be tried as an adult, they should be able to smoke and drink. I think this is an arbitrary, well, just make it 21. Because first of all, you've got the fact that, Charlie, I'm going to guess you were smoking long before you were legally able to.
14.
Not being able to legally buy smokes didn't really deter you all that much. It just made you work a little bit harder, didn't it?
That in itself is enough deterrent. That was my whole point. Because I think that if teenagers really want to smoke, I think they should. Because, I mean, there's really no reason not to. If it's not any better for you if you're older, you know what I mean? Like, I think if teenagers want to smoke, they should be able to. I think if they want to drink, they should be able to. I'm just saying, if you make the legal age 21, that gives them another 3 years of having to work that much harder. Because after 3 years, some people are just going to say, fuck it. I can't even buy cigarettes. It's too much of a pain in the ass to find someone of age to buy cigarettes for me every time I need a pack. A lot of people, it's that American spirit you're always hearing about. A lot of people don't have the kind of tenacity to stick with that for another 3 years. I think
lazy more bastards.
Exactly. And I think that's what this initiative is really saying, but not really saying. You know what I mean?
See,
that's why I think the legal age for smoking to be able to buy cigarettes should be 21, because those extra 3 years are going to prevent a lot of people from becoming lifelong smokers.
Okay, let's take the actual of what you said just out of this for a second. Just look at it as a civil liberties issue, okay?
Okay.
You don't think that there's something wrong with the city of New York, the government of New York, saying, we can send you to war, we can try you as an adult, we can do all these things to you, we can tax you, we can do all these things to you as an adult, but you're not allowed a Marlboro? You don't think that is a bit of a civil liberties fuck you?
Of course it is. I think it's a civil liberties fuck you that there even is a legal age. I don't think there should be a legal age. I think people should be left to make their own decisions. And if you make bad decisions, in this case, it literally cuts your life shorter so that you're less likely to have stupid kids of your own. I think anyone should be allowed to smoke if they want to. It's a stupid thing, and I say that as a smoker, it's killing all the right people. I just think that if there is going to be one, it would prevent more people from becoming lifelong smokers if it was moved up to 21.
I mean, it just got enacted. Actually, I don't even think it's enacted yet. It just got passed. Do you think this will actually cut down on smoking, or do you think this will have the weird side effect that I don't think New York thought of? Goes back to, remember when we talked about the porno stuff, how if you can't shoot a porno, Nevada will just be happy to take your tax dollars?
Right.
Do you know how much they're looking at losing in tax revenue from tobacco sales? Do you think that that is really smart for New York?
No, I do not. Especially the shape that their economy in particular is in. I don't think that's a smart move at all.
I do think this will just amp up the bootlegging of cigarettes. You're going to have more adults buying it for kids. Or technically, in this case, a 19-year-old adult buying it for, you know, having a 22-year-old adult buy it for him. I think that's sick. And as a non-smoker, I'm more worried about the civil liberties issue of this, that I think this is bullshit. I don't think the city should be able to tell me what I can and cannot do within reason. Smoking to me is stupid, but it's within reason.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think we're agreeing but still disagreeing at the same time on this one. But yeah, I think it is an infringement on civil liberties. It definitely is. I'm just saying it would make more sense to me for it to be 21 than to be 18, because you're going to have more instances of 22-year-olds buying for 20-year-olds. That's going to happen more. I'm just saying, in the bigger picture, it's going to prevent more people from even bothering with it while they still have a chance before they're completely and hopelessly addicted to nicotine.
With this being just New York City, not even New York State at this point, just New York City, which is enough people, do you think that if this does go nationwide, and that if the U.S. government tries to enact this the way they did when they raised the drinking age from 18 to 21 back in the 80s, do you think then that this will make a difference, or do you think this will cause a public outcry?
If it goes through, I think it would make a difference. I I think the public outcry over this specifically would be very minimum.
You don't think that Americans in general should have the freedom to smoke if they wish to?
I think they should have those freedoms, yes.
I mean, a 19-year-old should be able to choose if he wants to smoke or not?
Yeah.
Do you know what the real funny thing is? You won't be able, if this passes nationwide, you won't be able to buy tobacco cigarettes at age 19, but you will be able to buy marijuana in multiple states. Marijuana cigarettes. Is that ironic, or is that just desserts?
The irony of that is, it's delicious.
All right. I just think that's really funny. I can't buy a Budweiser. I can't buy a Marlboro.
But I can get stoned.
But I can go get a Toke. I don't know. To me, I think that proves right there we're either going in the wrong direction or the right direction, I guess, depending on which direction you're facing.
There's no age limit on Ruffles and Slim Jims, motherfucker.
On that note, we'll be back to talk about porno and internet.
Hey, motherfuckers, you are listening to Heart Attack, and I am going to use the word motherfucker as much as I possibly can in this episode, because it drives Josh fucking nuts.
That's an in-joke between Heart and I, ha ha.
Well, you know, I think that what we're going to talk about now is probably something that is totally, totally appropriate, because apparently there's a Democratic state representative in Hawaii who thinks he's got the God-given right to run around Hawaii streets with a sledgehammer and destroy the possessions of homeless people. Now imagine, you're a guy who's down on his luck, you've had problems, life is fucking sucking hard enough as it is, you're living on the fucking streets, you're having a hard time finding shit to eat, some place to clean up, so you look vaguely human, and guess what? You've got this asshole who thinks he's a superhero, but no, he's a super dick. He's roaming the streets with a sledgehammer, and he's looking for homeless people in order to literally smash their possessions.
My question to you then, Hart, is why is this motherfucker not being arrested? Destruction of property, even if you're homeless, you can still have private property, right?
That's right. This is a 5-term state rep, Tom Brower. And he's saying, I'm disgusted with homeless people. And this is his personal brand of justice. Like, so if you're a homeless dude and the only thing you've got to put your shit in is a shopping cart, this guy runs up and grabs your cart and just starts beating the shit out of it with a fucking sledgehammer, right? And he has done this to 30 shopping carts in the process. And he is going to destroy anything of yours in that cart. Can you imagine that shit?
What if he had decided, instead of homeless people, he wanted to do that to black people? I don't like black people, so I'm going to go smash up all their stuff. Would the media would the media then still be treating this as some kitschy little hit story?
I mean, seriously, if I left my car parked in the same spot for 3 months, does that mean it's like a homeless vehicle and he can go up and beat up my car?
To him, yes.
It's disgusting. This is fucking disgusting. And the fact that this guy is running around and fucking not arrested. Folks, we got a real problem here. On the hour-long Heart Attack, we talked about state troopers in Texas who apparently think it's okay to take your blood and saliva anytime they want. So I wouldn't want to live in Texas, guys. There's a lot of scary shit going down over there. In Texas, there's a couple of lawsuits with two women who had been pulled over on the side of the road. And on the side of the road, they had Texas state troopers jamming their fingers up their pussies and asses, which I consider rape because they just suspected they might have drugs. And did they find drugs? Nope.
It doesn't matter whether you consider it rape. The state kind of considers it rape, too, because these officers are in a lot of trouble for that.
It's rape, guys. When you sexually assault somebody with your hands, you're fucking raping them. That's what that is, guys. And I'll say it, too, for you kitty diddlers. I don't know why they call it molestation. I mean, molestation, yeah, you grabbed a tit, maybe that's a molestation, but you start putting digits into people and you start penetrating people, that's a fucking rape, guys. It's a fucking rape. It's not a molestation anymore. That's what's happening all over the country. They keep telling us you don't have a right to privacy anymore. That's according to Google. Google flat out says you don't have privacy anymore. You can't expect privacy anymore, okay? They're trying to tell us that you don't have human rights anymore, because apparently these guys, these homeless guys, lost their right to own things by being homeless, huh? I really don't understand that.
No, me either. Again, I'm going to bring it up. Why is he not arrested? If I went and did that and was not a state representative, I guarantee you I'd be arrested.
This is ridiculous. I mean, it's right up there with the thing with Walmart, where Walmart had a food drive for their own employees.
Did you see what McDonald's did?
No.
McDonald's sent out a memo to all of their employees nationwide on how to save money this Christmas. Put your Christmas gifts that you get up on Craigslist. We're not going to pay you a living wage, but if you need extra money, sell your Christmas presents.
This is what these corporations think of you, me, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your nephew, all of us in America. These corporations about you guys, no matter what they want to say, no matter what the commercial for Taco Hell says, where they're like, we're all about fresh, even though our meat is barely legal to call meat. They're lying to us and killing us in droves, guys. Whenever I hear the conspiracy theory guy, I'm like, what are you talking about? These are fucking facts. These law enforcement people and these people in the military, they've been privatizing everything because, you know, America don't make nothing anymore, apparently. Apparently, we don't make things because, you know, man, they make it hard for us here. They're making it hard for businesses. They're making it hard for people to go to work. They're making it hard for just to get around and do their day and do their lives. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing some other dumbass politician doing something really stupid. You know, here in L.A., we had the whole issue of a giant – they're going to build a giant building right on a major fault line that by law you can't build on. But millions got thrown into this and all kinds of money got spent, and now it's shut down because it finally went high enough because people finally raised a big enough stink to stop it. You know, the civil rights movement happened because of us, we, the people. We made the changes, and they were spying on – all the civil rights leaders, they were spying. They spy on every person that can help influence people. And they've got a lot of money to do it now. They've got a lot of money to do this. No one's talking about the missing $9 trillion. We know that there's accounting problems at the Pentagon, major things happening there. And apparently their accounting department is, I don't know, just the same as Joey Bag of Donuts in New York doing his accounting for his local mafia boss. It's all a pack of lies as these scumbags rape our government and just steal and pillage. Oh, man, dude. This thing about this guy beating up homeless people's shit is just disgusting.
I actually do see that this is going to come to a tragic ending. Maybe I've watched too much TV, but he's going to end up fucking with a crazy homeless person who's going to shank his ass. And then that homeless person's going to get punished for it.
Josh, what would you do if you were walking down the street and let's say, okay, I'm not homeless, but what if I look like a homeless guy? You know, there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that are kind of mentally messed up, like you said, and they're running around the neighborhood and a lot of them look homeless. I've had to shoo some crazy people off my porch. What's this guy going to do? What if he grabs the wrong person's stuff and they kick his fucking ass? Because I can't believe no one's kicked his ass.
Oh, because you know he is going to run to the cops and go, I am pressing full charges, even though, you know, I instigated the whole thing.
What are you to think as a person standing there while a guy runs up on you with a sledgehammer and starts destroying your shit?
And you know what? He's not even hiding it. He's inviting the news to watch him do this. It's almost like some perverse publicity stunt.
It really is, man. It's really disgusting. I gotta say, I'm stunned by this. And the fact he's been able to do this 30 times, it's fucking, man. I'm just at a loss for words sometimes, guys. With some of this stuff we deal with, it's hard. I understand how Jillian feels with saying, you know, some of this shit sticks to your bones. And it fucking does. Because I give a fuck, guys. I fucking care. You know, and this shit bothers me. I mean, I love my country and I want it to be better than this. Well, on that note, it's time for me to push stuff. If you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on there, Hart_Fisher. That's HART_FISHER. We're on the Facebook. So if you want to get on there and find us, just go to facebook.com/heartattackradio. And you know what? We've got new American Horrors t-shirts hitting the American Horror store and the 1201 Beyond store. If you haven't seen the 1201beyond.com store, you should. We've been putting in a lot of new stuff. The Radiodrome shirts look fucking kick-ass. We've been selling a shitload of Lost in the Static shirts. Things are starting to pick up. So if you need a cool gift idea to give to your crazy political junkie husband or your rabid wife, get her an American Horror shirt or get her a Still Dead. You know that? You can get my poetry and some of my own comic books and stuff up there too. But in the meantime, I'm Hart Fisher. Josh Hadley, thanks for listening.
Don't give me no left, you're on a real bad track.
Charles, you value your internet freedom, or relative internet freedom, of being able to look at midget tranny scat porn if you wish to, correct?
Yes, that's my right.
In the UK, now technically this doesn't affect us yet, but I'll get into this, okay? In the UK, Prime Minister David Cameron is instituting a block on pornography. And this will get worse. Just right now, let's use the word pornography. So any internet service provider from the UK will have to have this block on that will stop pornography. What that means is you can technically opt into this. What they're trying to do is shame you.
Yeah.
Because you have to then call your ISP and say, no, I want access to Pornhub. Please unblock me.
This is a psychological thing that's happening.
Right. Why? The reason I said we're just going to call it porn for that point is it will also block, quote, violent material, extremist and terrorist-related content, anorexia and eating disorder websites, suicide-related websites, web forums, and what we are doing right now, esoteric material. How the fuck? Okay, basically, there is no such thing as freedom on the internet in the UK. So what are your thoughts on this? Because when I first sent it to you, you said this really pissed you off a lot.
Well, I mean, in general, the same reason it would piss anybody off. I mean, the government, any government of any country has no place determining what is appropriate for an entire nation of people. Everybody is different. What's appropriate for me is not appropriate for a Mormon, we'll say. It's everybody is different. Everyone should be able to determine what they find appropriate, what they don't, protect themselves from it. That it's like the thing about teaching a guy to fish rather than just saying, here's some fish. It's really, really horrible. Like, I'm reacting to that one the way you reacted to the cigarette age of 21. But two specific things really fucking stuck in my craw and twisted it around. In the article that you sent me, it was a link to the Daily Mail's website, which is the
which
London.
Is not the most reputable source, but I've gone through the facts on other, like Huffington Post. This time, they're not very far off.
The one on the Daily Mail website, I think this quote did come from David Cameron himself. He was blaming internet firms for not taking responsibility. Now, when you look at what this story is about, it's about parents protecting their children from inappropriate material on the internet, which is a good job for parents. David Cameron is telling internet content producers to just do that for them because parents are fucking busy.
Quoting David Cameron, "You're always only a few clicks away from something you shouldn't see."
Yes.
Right there, that you shouldn't see. Then isn't that your job as a parent to do that in your home? What David Cameron is doing is telling his entire country, I am deciding what you can and cannot see, and you have to specifically opt into this. So that says to me, that is just plain out censorship.
It is.
There's no other way around it.
It's 100% censorship. And the other thing that really got me about this is the link that you sent me to the Daily Mail's website. On that same exact page, there were lists of videos that you can click on, like most watched on YouTube or whatever, and there's like the Bryan Cranston alternate ending to...
Sidebars.
Right, like all these different sidebars. Over on this side, you have swimsuit models of 2014 New Line, like it's a Versace. Then over here on the other side, you have these are the 25 hottest athletes in bikinis. Then under that, it says graphic, and it's... video of a male Russian protester literally nailing his scrotum to Tiananmen Square. Did you see that video?
I haven't seen the video. No pun intended. I didn't have the balls to watch it.
Well, I didn't watch it either. I'm not going to watch a dude nail his fucking nuts to a brick. But like, you saw that the video was there, though.
I saw that the video was there.
He will publish that story next to that video and say, fucking deal with it, ethics.
Exactly. But there are other more far-reaching implications from this, because this goes into effect in January. I wasn't joking when I said esoteric material. That is a vague term. Basically, esoteric means anything outside of the mainstream. This show is not mainstream. I honestly don't know if any of our UK listeners will be able to even listen to this show come January without opting out of the porn filter.
No violence, no sex. This is just dirty language. That's all that it is.
Not even that. It's dirty ideas. That's what they, when they included esoteric material, they want to stop dirty ideas. They don't want dissenting opinions. They don't want outside ideas. Because esoteric material also counts for Alex Jones. Esoteric material counts for Hart Fisher. It counts for Geek Juice. Esoteric material counts for, as well as people that are teaching you how to make bombs. It counts for people. It counts for white supremacist on like that Tyra Banks knockoff show that finds out he's 14% black. That counts.
That basically was also a link on the Daily Mail page, by the way.
That's why I was reminded of it. It's right next to the guy that nailed his balls to the cement brick. But that's my point. Esoteric is, they're basically saying we have this 1950s America view of what a white Christian country should be, and that is what is allowed unless you tell us you want, you know, all that hippie shit.
I could not be more disgusted by that. How are we supposed to not have dissenting opinions? We're fucking movie critics.
Do you think that this could ever happen in America? Because this has been proposed in America. Something similar to this. And I'm not talking about CISPA and SOPA and all that. That's a totally different thing. The whole porn, violence, esoteric material, etc. filter. It's not been drafted, so that, you know, it hasn't come before Congress or lawmakers or anything. But there's been certain lawmakers that have said, you know what? I like the way that Cameron guy thinks.
Now, bear in mind that a lawmaker saying that, and the second step usually comes about 6 years later once they get around to finding somebody to write up the bill for them, and then the president gets someone to sign it for him, and then it dies on the floor in the Senate.
That's usually how it happens. But are you not just a little bit worried? One of the fallouts from this in America is them going, it's the UK, it's not us, what do I have to worry about? Is that not just kind of a myopic view that it's their problem, it's not ours?
Yeah, that's the way we usually go about things.
Do you think that the UK users are going, in a majority sense, you think they're going to say, I want my tranny midget scat porn? Or do you think that they're going to go, I don't want them to know pornos coming into my house. Then my ISP will know it, which I'm going to tell you right now, they already do.
Yeah, they do.
Do you think that a majority of Brits are going to have the filter turned off, or are they just going to try and live with it?
I can't really say. I mean, I've never been to England. A couple of friends of mine are from England, but I can't really say that I understand the culture. So it'd be difficult to say. I think in a place like England, based on what I know about it, I don't think a whole lot of people are going to do that. I think that most people would have a hard time doing that, like calling the I don't know if they do coax internet over there.
The article that we've got says, and I'm quoting here, the filters will apply to all devices linked to a home Wi-Fi network and across any public network, such as those that can be accessed from shops and public spaces, wherever children are likely to be present. And continuing, adult content filters are also expected to be fitted to all new mobile phones automatically. So basically, any way you can get the internet in the UK has the filter automatically on it. Technically, because of the mobile phones thing, what if they are on like a business trip here in America, but they've got their British phone? Would that block then the American ISP? Because the block would be on the phone itself, not the internet service provider in that case. I didn't think of that.
I didn't think of that either. It's a question of hardware or software. If that is the case, where like the block would go away as soon as they cross the international dateline, I think that America is going to become England's Tijuana.
Let's look at some of the things that they want to stop that's not the porno, okay? Because, like I said, they keep using porno. They snuck in the whole esoteric material, web forums, eating disorder websites, etc., etc. They snuck all that in because they keep porno. All the other stuff is buried. You know how you bury the lead?
Yeah, exactly. That was almost a rider on a congressional bill.
What they've been doing is they basically want to block everything. For instance, web forums? What the hell? David Cameron says that they have a moral duty to act, but they have not been doing enough to take responsibility. What does that mean? Then that's your fault as a parent, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly your fault as a parent. I think parents should have a moral obligation and just an obligation to common sense. If you don't want your kid to see inappropriate material on the internet, don't give him access to the internet. Don't give your kid a fucking smartphone so he can have tits in his pocket all day and then wonder why he doesn't pay attention to his elderly history teacher. Don't give your kids a smartphone. Don't let your kids use the internet when you're not there. That is 100% guaranteed to work. And you don't have to impose that shit on an entire nation of people who may or may not have children that they need to protect.
But then that also brings up something I have been bitching about in here in America for years. You know how Helen Lovejoy always has the, won't somebody please think of the children? That's what we always have. Remember here in America where we used to be able to buy a Hustler at a 7-Eleven or at your local Citgo? Not anymore. Why? A kid might be able to see it. You used to be able to buy heavy metal, which is not even really all that graphic. It's really a comic book.
Literally graphic.
I see what you did, yeah. You used to be able to buy heavy metal. They wouldn't even stock that in the adult section at the bookstore.
Right.
They would stock that with all the X-Men books. But children are seeing boobies. I am sick of having my rights as an adult stomped on because a child might see the same thing. And keep in mind, might, not usually does. Even this Daily Mail article says only 10% of kids look at porn before they're 10 years of age. So because 10% do that, then 90% should be punished? Aren't we going about this the wrong way?
And also, here's a man nailing his ballskin to the street.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're reading this article, maybe that's of interest to you too.
You might as well. Just do your job as a parent. Depend on everyone else to do their own jobs as parents. And don't force this shit on an entire nation of people.
And now, to have a little bit of fun with this, what do you think let's say this goes, I know it goes in January. Let's say January 1st, okay? Beginning of 2014. Okay. How long before hackers have found a way that you don't even have to call to get the block off, that there'll be a subversion to this whole thing?
I think if this does go through, it's going to be about as effective as a minor being told not to click on this if he's not 18.
So you think this is all saber rattling? Oh, sorry, you can't see saber rattling anymore because that might be construed as sexual.
It might be.
But do you think this is all just blowhard talk? That would be able to do that because blowing hard might be. Do you think this is all just talk?
Yeah, I think that for all this bravado in that article that you sent me, there are thousands upon thousands of teenagers in England rolling their eyes.
2014. I want to hear from any of our UK listeners, how many of you had to opt out of the family porn filter to be able to hear the show?
The numbers may astound and depress you.
Probably depress. Let's, even though it's not ready yet, let's pimp your album. You just had recorded your album show, didn't you?
Yes, not 72 hours ago. It's going to be good. I did, this was in Pueblo, Colorado at the Theater of Mystery. Not really a comedy club, it's more of like a magic place, and it's actually part museum. This was a really cool place, but it's got a stage, and it came within, I think they said, 5 people of selling that place out, and I did the longest set of my life. It was 55 minutes. It's the best show that I've ever done. Like, I'm so looking forward to putting this out on a CD. I'm fucking proud of this.
And I'll be proud to carry it in the store, and there'll be some extras on it too, won't there?
Yep, there's going to be some extras. Listeners of this are most likely listeners to Geek Juice. You're going to hear some clips from Geek Juice. We were talking about either giving Alex Chowski close to a stroke about talking about Cool World, or the
That was one of the best moments on Geek Juice, I think.
It really was. It was just it was a comet. It was fantastic.
So where can people find you before your album's ready?
You can find me at www.geekjuicemedia.com and Twitface.
So you can find me, 1201beyond.com. Contact the show, 1201beyond@gmail.com, and the same Geek Juice Media that Charlie is totally a gimp on. All right, have a good night, guys.
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.